Gary Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Gary and Tommy.
Yes, it is. Welcome to Tuesday, guys. How we going?
I don't know why you're so happy.
It's just been a weird day today. You know, why? These weird days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why?
Do you know? Hey, if you need a new career in the next few years,
yeah.
I was why? Just reading.
Why? Why are you planting that with me?
that's what was making me chuckle. No. How's this in Paris?
Yeah.
They've got flying taxis that are about to start called volocopters, and they're flown by licensed pilots, and they pick you and your luggage up from the airport and they fly you around. But by the 2024 Olympics, they're going to be automated. So a little automated flying helicopter will pick you and your luggage up and fly you. Oh,
good
actually,
gig.
That's weird.
Good gig for a couple of years.
Yeah. you arrive in Paris. I'm here, guys. Oh, no, we don't have
ready to work.
Anymore.
Bonjour. Oh, see
au revoir.
Ya. I didn't know what the second one was. Damn it. See ya. Hey, guys, something very exciting for you next. I went to the gym last night and I found that I have a new PB.
Oh.
I'll tell you exactly what it is and how impressed you should be about it.
Well, not so humble brag coming up.
Exactly. It's next.
Gary and Tommy.
Right around Australia for your Tuesday afternoon. It's Gary Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Oh, I mentioned just before that fantastic bit of musical work by Justin Bieber that I went to the gym last night and I got a PB, guys. Personal best for those who don't know.
I really thought we were going peanut butter.
Yes, well, actually, pretty closely linked, to be honest.
I don't. I go to the gym occasionally. I don't normally get PBs. Does someone tell you you've done a PB or you give them to yourself? How does that work?
No, I knew.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I knew. Oh, sorry, okay. I didn't know. But then when the measurement came in,
measurement
I knew.
For what?
Well, biceps, because you measure thigh, you measure everything. Measuring? You measure, you know, how quickly you can run. You measure things
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, I just
that.
Don't. But you're sure. Okay.
Yeah. So you never see how quickly you can run on a treadmill or anything
no,
like that.
No, it's just slow.
Mate, you got to get into the world of PBs, personal bests.
I'm just showing up, you know. It doesn't matter how well I do when I'm.
I would say if you're not measuring your PBs, you're not actually showing up at all.
I love PBs. It's the PBs is what you hear at the Olympics when someone's done a
when
PB.
When someone hasn't done well.
Actually, that's true. There was a swimmer recently who did a PB and everyone was so excited, but they didn't make it into the Olympics.
Yes. It's when they don't answer the question that you've asked. So when you go, oh, did they win? And they go, they got a PB. You're like, okay, last. I understand that's good for them. But what about comparatively to the rest of the field they're actually racing against?
But this is great. I'm so excited for you. What did you get a PB in?
Yeah, I stepped on the scales because I got there. And ladies and gentlemen, and please get the applause ready, Jesse. I am the fattest I've ever been. Thank you. I'm also, and this one wasn't measured at the gym, but I've noticed it of late in the mirror, I'm also the hairiest I've ever been. So thank you.
I didn't know we were getting PBs.
I'm hoping to compete in some kind of Wookiee impersonation competition coming up.
Wookiee impersonating hot dog eating competition. I mean, the annoying thing I will say is no one would know. Like, I find that you just don't look any different.
I am 13 kilos over my running weight.
But what does over your running, have you ever been, when was the last time you were 13 kilos less than you are now?
A year ago.
You have not put on 13 kilos in a year.
I don't know how to say, but I have.
You just, Sonda's nodding her head. He hasn't. You know full well that he doesn't look any bigger.
I have.
And it's annoying because what will happen is you go for a run and it'll all drop off. That's the thing with guys. You put it on, you pop it off.
I've been for 2 weeks.
Oh, you've probably taken it off already. I didn't notice that you had chubbed up. When do you think was your chubby period?
Well, so my housemate also got a PB and he was slightly heavier than me and he couldn't believe it. And he made us both get on the scales again, and he happened to register a tiny bit heavier, and I went back the other way.
Do you think it's all your tomahawks?
So,
is it all your cooking?
Yeah, so we went through, we analysed the last week of what we've eaten, and I had had, I have every morning, I have a bacon, egg, cheese, and barbecue sauce muffin, when I don't have that, I had pasta 3 times for brekkie last week, and we realised we're eating so much. Because we've got into making our own like fries and just real.
You're always so good at going to the gym. Have you not been going to the gym?
No, Well, I have last night. And
when you asked the other night, what do people do at night? Mm. Why don't you start working out?
Yeah.
When you go to the gym, do you do something other than stand on the scales? Or?
Yeah, we stand on the scales.
Problem. And then they go home. Good work, everybody.
Guys, this isn't working. I don't know what's wrong with us.
Last night we doubled up. We did it twice. 13, 10, 60. What's your PB?
What's your weight?
No.
Oh.
Just what PB have you broken recently? Have you cracked recently?
In life.
So, like, for example, this week, not only did I get, it's the fattest I've been, it's the hairiest I've been. Last week was also my PB for number of times I've eaten pasta for breakfast. I would love to hear.
It's all in the same territory.
It is, isn't it? We have one dove's lead to the other. Do you think it's the weight of my hair?
No, mate.
Okay.
Now that I'm looking at you.
Okay. 131060, give us a call. What PB have you broken recently?
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia for your Tuesday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
And we are talking PBs because we are a station of achievers here. And
personal best, if you don't know what a PB is.
Yes. And if you're wondering, Tommy, what PB did you achieve? Well, I happened to go to the gym last night and step on the scale and realise that I am the fattest I've ever been. Which, thank you very much.
Hey, but isn't it great you now know that and you can do something with that, you know?
Yeah. What do you mean? Do something with
it. Set a goal.
Like to shake it around a bit. Take up a belly dancing course.
Jason, what's your PB?
Well, until 2 months ago, I'd never run more than 5 kilometres in one go. And on the weekend, I just hit 30 kilometres and I'm going to do the marathon next week.
Oh, my God, Jason, that's awesome.
What?
Within like 2.5 months, you'll have gone from nothing to marathon.
What's happened here?
That's a PB. That's more than a PB. That would be better than most people's.
This is meant to be. Mine's the fattest I've ever been. My other one was the hairiest. And then Jason's just bragging.
PB is a personal thing, bro. You don't have to compare.
This isn't what I thought it was going to be.
What do you think about, Jason, what do you think about Tommy being the fattest he's ever been?
Oh, good on him. I've been trying to put on weight for 14 years, so.
He's really rubbing
it down. Jace, I'm stoked you're cool. Thank you. Good on you.
What about Sid?
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah, pretty good. What's your PB, Sid?
Well, I thought it was a double, but I've actually just realised it's a triple. A couple of years ago, I went out to Darwin Outback Jacks, ate their special meal, which I would think to this day was a kilo of steak, a kilo of wedges, and a kilo of veggies. Oh. Now, I did it in the time that you get your free shirt and you don't have to pay for it, but that was probably also the slowest meal I've ever had, eaten in one meal.
Sid, talk us through the tactics. Did you go all the steak, all the wedges? Did you do it in that order or did you mix it up?
I tried to mix it up a little bit. I went hard early and sort of 14 minutes in, I thought I was done.
14 minutes in? How long did it take?
24. But that same thing gets eaten by people in something like 6 or 7 seconds. I don't know how the hell they do it without a blender. But
And Sid, how did you feel about making that PB?
Yeah.
Well, it was pretty good at the time because the bloke I was working for, I set a goal that he didn't have to pay for my meal tonight, and that's what I won that. But the third PB I did was when we went back to the motel to all go back to sleep, I also walked for the longest period of time in one session at midnight forever.
Yeah,
because there's no way I could lay down with that in my gut.
Yeah, I've done eating competitions.
Did you do a PB on the toilet? What eating competitions have you done?
I've done one. I've done a rib eating one and a hot wings one. And
did you win?
No, ribs. I came third and spewed straight away afterwards. And then that was the first one I'd done. And afterwards, he said, "Yeah, good luck sleeping tonight. You'll get the meat sweats." And I lay up all night on my side, sweating profusely
and
just shaking.
Mm. Oh. Well, you're in the right form to have a crack at it.
It was a PB.
At a meat-eating competition again.
How dare you? G'day, Dean.
Good afternoon, guys. How you going?
Yeah, pretty good, thanks. What was your PB?
It wasn't actually my PB. It was my cousin's PB.
Mm-hmm.
So we actually timed him on how fast he could pick up a gear from a nightclub.
Mm-hmm.
He went from 3.5 hours down to 1 minute.
And you watched, did you, Dean?
I timed him, basically, yeah.
No, but you watched to time it, right?
I watched, yeah. Well, basically, he said to me, walked into the club and he goes to me, oh, go tell that girl, yeah, that guy's annoying her to come sit on my lap. So I walked over to her and I said, hey, this guy's annoying you, go sit my cousin's lap. And she goes and sits down there. Within a minute, we're going home. I'm like, what happens then?
Oh, this is why I stopped going to nightclubs, I think.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Happy Tuesday afternoon. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Hey, Tommy, catch. Oh. Terrible catch, mate.
I crossed my arms and fell backwards. I got so scared.
Brendan Favola, former AFL great, does better than that when he tries to catch a ball from a helicopter tomorrow morning. Mm. Who tried it in the NFL in the States?
Rob Gronkowski is the current record holder.
And he caught it. We're going to chat to Fev very soon.
Throw something else at me.
Okay. Yeah. One with water. Yeah. Well, it doesn't count if you can
throw
see it coming.
Else at me.
You're just going to throw something.
Throw something else at me.
What are you going to do?
Just do it.
Jesse, go to a song. I'm scared of him.
Carrie
and Tommy.
It is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little this afternoon.
G'day, the guys want to know. They'd like to check in. It's Carrie and Tommy's. What do you reckon?
Reckon.
Producer Belle, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
What is today's topic of conversation?
Today's topic is, what do you reckon the percentage of couples who have secret bank accounts is?
All of them that involve a man. I have not met a couple where the guy does not hide punting money.
What, in every relationship? That's just not true.
Okay, then I
13, 10, 60. If you're not hiding punting money,
no,
and you're a guy.
No, because you just say you're not. No, what do you mean?
What do you mean?
I can
please,
go out
no liars, honest people
not.
Only.
I'll tell you, I am.
No, I want to hear from genuine people. I dispute that. Not everyone punts, mate. I mean, a lot do, but not everyone.
So would you think your partner
has... No, he definitely does have a secret one.
Okay.
But I know that he has a secret one, so is it secret?
Yeah, do you reckon he's got more than one?
Oh, do you think? I've often wondered. he's in group WhatsApp. The thing about him that makes me laugh, he often says, I'm in a group WhatsApp, but we just put $100 in like years ago and we just play with that $100. And I'm like, you definitely don't. You're definitely adding as you go.
So I reckon heaps. I'm saying 75%.
Maybe women do it as a protection thing.
I reckon they hide shopping money.
But also money just to make sure that they're always okay. Is that getting really dark?
Yep.
Well, in
but
case
you might
their
be right.
punting husband spends all their money, at least they've got some spare.
Yeah, that's fair.
I don't, okay.
They should.
Okay, well, let's go around the room. Sonda, do you have a secret bank account?
Absolutely not. All about...
She's not on mic. Sorry. She's saying absolutely
tell
not.
Your lies into the microphone.
No, we share all of our money completely openly. It's still not on.
No, it's not.
Okay. Jesse, oh, you're not in a relationship. Belle.
Jesse, do you have a secret relationship?
Yeah, but there's
Belle,
no money
do you
in
have
it. So.
A secret account?
No, I don't have a secret account, but we don't share accounts. We have like one bank account that we transfer money into for expenses,
do you think,
but we're not sharing yet.
Do you think that your partner has...
You've forgotten Ed's name. You covered that well, mate. Do you think that your partner, just hoping the name comes, Ed...
I don't know the mental blank for Ed's name. Do you think Ed has a better
account? I don't know how much money he has. We don't talk about
no,
it.
No, but do you think he has a secret betting account?
Oh, betting... Probably
but
not.
But he's got his own. But he's got his own.
Wouldn't
account.
Have to keep it secret.
Yeah. So it's already secret.
So we're we only talking about partners that openly
like a,
share money. Then,
married.
Yeah,
so I would say that's in the study. Yeah.
Mm.
Okay. Neville joins us. Neville, what are you calling about?
Hello.
G'day, Nev.
Yeah. No, I don't. We got joint accounts, and I don't have a secret account.
You don't at all. Do you?
No.
Do you punt, Neville?
No.
Okay. And do you think your partner has a secret account?
No, she doesn't.
Okay, good.
I mean, you wouldn't know.
No.
That's very true. That's very true.
I feel bad for Ed. Hey, Ed. Shout out to Ed.
Oh, I didn't know who you were. who are you talking about? But are you talking about Belle's partner?
Okay, let's give a number.
Should we go to, I reckon 75%.
I reckon 50.
Okay, this is so interesting because I also have the average amount that men would keep secret and women would keep secret. Anyway, I'll get to that.
Hold on, okay. Before you got lots of friends in relationships, do a lot of them have secret like shopping accounts and stuff?
Me?
Yeah.
That, like none of us share accounts yet. None of us are married. Yeah.
Okay.
None of my close friends are. Okay, so are you ready?
Because
this is going to blow your mind. So in this 2014 survey of 1,200 Australians, conducted by Galaxy Research. Something.
Too much info.
Sorry. I feel like I need to credit them. 3% of couples have secret accounts.
What?
No, yes.
Well, they lied when they filled out the thing.
Okay. Well, then hold on. So secret accounts held by men hold an average of $34,000.
What?
While for women, the average amount was $22,000. And wait for this. 11% of the secret accounts had more than $100,000.
Oh, who are these people? And how much are they punting?
Tammy's on the line. Tammy, talk to us about your partnership and your financial status.
Okay, so I've been married 24 years.
Yeah.
And my husband, every payday, we both work full time.
Yeah.
But every payday, my husband hands me over all his money, and I give him an allowance for the week.
Does he have to hold your pockets as you walk around the playground as well, Tammy?
No. It's actually a real running joke in our family because
I bet he loves it.
Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia for your drive home, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
It's not just us here, Bickers, from one of our fantastic breakfast shows, Fifi, Fev and Nick. We have the one and only Brendan Favola. G'day, Fev.
Hey, Tommy. Carrie?
I'm so genuinely so excited about this. I don't watch a single bit of NFL, yet I saw this happen in the States and I was like, that is an awesome idea. And now you are about to do it. You're going for the massive mark. Tell the people what you're trying to achieve.
Yeah, well, I watched, as you said, Rob Gronkowski, four-time Super Bowl winner, played for the Buccaneers. Tom Brady's his right-hand man, or right man. Tom Brady's his right man, hand. But anyway,
man.
But anyway, I watched it, and he dropped the ball from 188 meters and caught it, and it was a Guinness Book of World Records. And I said to myself, I could do that. So as me being an idiot, I came in on the Monday morning and said to Fee, I would be able to nail this. So Facebook went on ahead and organised it, and now I've got to do it at 198 metres, drop from a helicopter, gridiron pads, helmet, gloves and all, tomorrow morning. So I'm a bit nervous, guys, because we had a couple of doctors on, and the velocity of the ball is going to be going about 180 to 200 kilometres an hour from that height. Maybe it may break some limbs. It might break arms, it might break fingers, so I'm a bit nervous.
Tommy, why don't you tell Fev what you think is going to happen?
I just said it's interesting because best case scenario for you and best case scenario for comedy are two different scenarios.
And the best thing for the show is if I break my arm or wrist or something. It'd be amazing.
That would be good.
No, I reckon it's if you somehow fall over and the ball hits you in the nuts, Fev.
Oh, God, they've already been snipped, so it won't matter. They don't get used anyway. I've been married for 17 years.
They're already in a vice. It might hurt a bit, though.
It would hurt, but I'm a bit worried about, because I don't know if you've ever worn a gridiron helmet before, but I haven't, and it's got like a visor at the front. I don't know if you wear that, Carrie, if you wear it around, I'm not sure. But it's very hard to see, so I'm not going to be able to pick the ball up to about 10 to 15 metres from hitting the ground. So I just hope that I have to sign a waiver just in case I die.
Oh, my God. I love how he's laughing about it.
Oh, no.
Fev, why? You've gone so high, and it's already a record what you're going for, the 198. Why didn't you go 200?
Well, I will. Well, if I catch it, I'm going to tell the chopper to go higher, and then try to catch it like behind my back with one hand so I break it so no one can beat it. So
why the 198?
I don't know. Ask our producers.
It's a very specific number.
Yeah.
Well, he was 188. So I think in – so what's America? They have
– yards?
Yards. Oh, yeah, I think they have yards. And because it was 660, we went to 670, and it's an extra 10 or something, 10 metres.
I can just imagine your producer yelling,
you are all
another,
over.
Another metre, I've got to be 198.
198. But if I do catch it, I'll tell the chopper to go up extra 2 metres and then try to do it again. But – it's going to be a big challenge. So heading out there, Gisborne tomorrow in Melbourne. We've just got to wait on the weather. And as you know, Tommy, we're supposed to have done it Monday, but CASA, you'd be friends with the people at CASA.
Civil Aviation Safety Authority.
Yeah,
they haven't ticked off the drop yet. So we're hoping that they will do that this afternoon. So it's so dangerous.
Have you told them you've signed the thing saying you're happy to die? That's fine.
Yeah, I said that, but they didn't realise when we were dropping the ball that some idiot would be catching it. So it's changed all the loophole. We've tried to get a loophole. They just thought we're dropping it into the ground, but there's going to be a human standing there. So there's a lot of T's and C's to tick off before we do it. So,
can I ask you, mate, like when they drop it, do you have it planned how they'll drop it? Because obviously if it goes end over end like a footy, then it could get caught in the wind. But if they spiral it, it'll go like more straight down, but will that then go faster?
Yeah, Jess, it's a gridiron ball. So I want them to drop it on their belly, like just drop it so it just floats. Sort of like if a body fell, it would go a little bit slower.
So you're
than
just
if
running
it went,
down on the oval around, trying to
drop it like a body.
you know, like you jump off a diving board and you pin drop, you go straight down. And that's what an NFL ball does. It spirals, it go quicker. But if you just flop it off and do a big belly whacker, you go slower. So I want the belly of the ball to go down, but I think they're spiraling it so it goes quicker.
And obviously, with you're an AFL great, so I assume you're going to take it just like
that's
you take a
said,
mark,
yep.
just hands in front of the face.
Oh God, no! That'll slip straight through the mitt and scone me right on the head, and that's what probably you would want, Tommy. But I'm gonna go like put my arms out like I've never caught a ball before, and just hopefully it sits in like a slip catch,
like a baby, like a cradling baby almost.
Yeah, cradling baby, and I'm gonna go and go with it. Hopefully, well, let's be honest. If it's getting dropped from 198 meters, I hope I get near the ball.
I just had a flashback of when I asked you years ago, were you any good at footy?
Well, you'll
sorry.
Be able to see.
I'm so sorry, but I'll be watching tomorrow morning to see how good you
exciting.
Are, and I'll make my own decision on the day.
Make sure you go, Fev, go, brother.
I said if I do die, it's been a pleasure, guys. Look after Fee and Nick.
How does the fam feel about it?
They don't want me to do it. We sat around the dinner table and the kids were like, the kids said at school that you might die. And I said, what? They said, you're catching a ball. And they said, we don't want you to do it. And then my 11-year-old Lulu, and Sonda would love this, your producer, she said, well, are you getting paid for it? And I said, no, work. And she goes, well, don't do it if you're not getting paid.
You've trained her well.
Well, we can't wait to tune in. Thanks, Bev.
Thanks, mate.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, it is. And there is still heaps more to come this afternoon.
Yeah, I'm having a party, guys.
What do you mean?
Apparently I'm having a party.
When?
I've got to plan it, but the date is set.
First I'm hearing about it.
Yes.
Yeah, I know.
Look, to be fair, it's also new to me.
Okay.
I will tell you next all the details.
Are listeners going to be able to come?
Do you know all the details?
We want them to stay
tuned. At this
stage,
people tell me what's happening, so if they want to come, they can come.
Okay, great.
What's next? It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little for your Tuesday afternoon.
Just a quick question about Tiesto there.
Yeah.
What do you assume business is? Because is it doing the do, you reckon?
I think so.
Do you reckon?
What do you think it is?
I don't know, because it's just a like a party song.
Yeah.
I thought maybe business is partying. So it's like, you know, let's get turned up.
Maybe it's all of the above.
Does partying into
oh my God.
What nightclubs have you been going to, Carrie?
Speaking of parties, so guys, it appears I'm having a belated 40th.
Why haven't you told us this?
Because my 40th was meant to be last year.
Yes.
And then COVID stuffed it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nice way of saying it. And I never got to have my 40th, and I was the party was organised, and all my friends around the country knew about it, and I told them all to put the date in their diaries.
Yes.
And then it never happened. I had to send out things saying, oh, the party's off. And they were so beautiful. Straight afterwards, like, when are you like rescheduling? And I said, look, I think I might do it this time next year. So a year later, December of 2021, right? Yep. By then, we'll be COVID-free. Borders will be open. There'll be no trouble, right? Mm-hmm. But as this year's progressed, the borders are still opening and closing. COVID's still here. And I've also lost interest. And I think everybody else has lost interest. And no one cares about me having a 40th. Well, even I don't think I care anymore.
But what do you mean? You've just told us that you're having one.
Well, here's the thing, right? So I'd gone off the idea and I decided it's just a bit weird me a year later going, hey, guys, it's my 40th, when it's not, even though I love a party.
Do you think as you're getting older, your yearning for a party is dying off? Is that what it is?
I hope not.
Especially if you're having these wild parties that result in shagging on the dance floor.
I just think that the moment's passed. But yesterday,
the moment,
my girlfriend, one of my very, very, very good friends, one of my oldest, dearest friends, called me and she said, oh, my God, are you still having your 40th? And I said, oh, I don't think so. It's just too hard with the borders and, you know. Yeah. And then she said, because Qantas has a frequent flyer deal on at the moment. She lives on the other side of the country to me.
Okay.
And she said, we can come on this specific weekend and we can get there for free.
The specific weekend that you're not having a party.
And I said, yeah. It's just I don't know if I'm having a party. Yeah. She's, because we can get these. I mean, I don't want to put any pressure on you. You don't have to have the party, but we can get to the party for free. But whereas if you decide to have the party later, by then, you know, it'll cost a fortune. I was like, it will cost a lot because they are a long way away. And I was like, yes, okay, yes.
Okay, so now you've got a weekend for the party that you weren't going
to
have.
And the weekend she mentioned was I was meant to be away. So then I started thinking, can I change my holiday away so that I'm here so I can have the party that weekend so they can use a free flight?
So it'll still cost someone a fortune. It just won't be them because you'll have to cancel your flight.
And then my head, because I've been getting better at saying no as I get older, but I don't like confrontation. No. And I also love her to bits. And I was like, yeah, if she wants a party, I'll have a party.
Yeah.
Anyway, it went round and round and round to the point where I couldn't say no. So I ended up saying, I've got to go. I'll text you.
Invites in the mail.
I've got to go and organise this party.
And then I completely forgot to text her back and it got to the end of the night and I said, sorry to text you back. I forgot to call you back. I just don't know what to do about the party and I don't know if I want to have
it. The party? Now it exists.
And she was so sweet. She was like, don't worry about it. It was a crazy idea. You don't have to have your party and we'll just let the free flight points go.
What do you mean the frequent flyer points go? Why can't they still use them?
It was like, you know, when they put out frequent flyer point, like you've got to get in quick because they go again, right?
Do they?
Yeah, there's only a limited number of frequent flyer flights.
Ah.
Have you flown frequent flyer?
Yeah, but I thought they would
Someone else does that for you, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
Anyway. I eventually said no. I didn't really say no. I just avoided the rest of the conversation, right? But I thought, I reckon a lot of people would have ended up just saying yes.
Yeah.
Because they couldn't say no. They didn't have the ability to just say, actually, no.
Completely. And you would have had to cancel your holiday and then have a party that you weren't planning on having.
I mean, I might decide to have it, but yesterday.
You still are going to have it, aren't you?
I just really want to see her. Anyway, 131060. I want to know what you couldn't.
Who wants to come to your party?
That I'm not having.
Well.
No one wants to. See, no one cares. This is the point that I have made to her. It's gone.
If you're not going to have it, what weekend was it going to be on?
The party.
Yeah.
It was going to be the weekend of my 41st birthday. So it's like my birthday's the 3rd of December. It was like the 4th, 5th.
Yeah. So there you go. You've got the date now. If you're free. You want to come to Carrie's party?
No one wants to come.
Give us a call. 131060 is our number.
No, I want to know when you couldn't say no. You ended up doing something that you're there going, why am I doing this?
Do you mean like taking people who want to come to your party?
Because you just couldn't say no.
131060. We'll take your calls next. Carrie and Tommy. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little for your Tuesday afternoon. And on 131060, what could you say no to?
Invites to Bigger's party.
I'm not having the party. I think I got out of it.
You just told us you got a weekend for it.
No, my friend had a weekend.
Yeah.
So she could get frequent flyer points to come visit me.
Do you think she would come to your party if it wasn't for free?
Yes, of course she would.
Okay, just checking.
She's one of my best mates, but she was just putting it out there. Let me know if you're having it because I can get there with frequent flyer points if I book now. And I said I wasn't sure if I was going to have it by the end of the conversation. I almost was just having the party so that she could use her frequent flyer points. And I want to know on 13 10 60 what you couldn't say no to and you ended up somewhere going, what am I doing? Jaden, what couldn't you say no to?
Coming to your party.
There you go, Jaden. Good on you.
Does Jaden have frequent flyer points?
No, but I'd just like to come anyway.
Yeah, good on you, Jaden. Who do you want to bring?
There's no party.
My best mate or my wife, one of the two.
Are they both the same person?
No, one of the two.
Okay, good. No, there's a ranking system. Good on you, Jaden. What have you thought in the way of presents? What do you reckon you'll go for?
I haven't really thought that far yet. I might need some advice.
Okay.
Sorry, just to be clear, Jaden, there's no party set.
But you gave us a date, though.
No, that was when my friend thought I should have it.
Are you uninviting Jaden? He's so
lovely.
You
know I can't say no. No, you can come, Jaden. Come to the party.
Tara,
you want to come to the party, yeah?
Hello, sorry?
No, it's okay.
Good start.
That's awkward. Yeah. Do you want to come to my party?
I've never seen you so vulnerable.
You're making me ask people, and then I ask them, and they don't want to come.
Oh my gosh, Tara, why don't you want to go to Carrie's party?
I do. I'll come. Oh my God. I'll get a babysitter.
You can bring the kids, I think.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, that sounds good then.
Yeah. Okay. What are you going to get Carrie for a present?
Tara, what couldn't you say no to? What are you calling up about?
last year when I was pregnant, a group of my friends were encouraging me to have a baby shower, and I didn't want a baby shower at all. And then eventually they convinced me because they all said, I will help you. I'll help you with this. I'll help you with that.
Nice.
And none of them followed through. So I organized the whole entire baby shower that I didn't want at all. All by myself, and on the day, I barely enjoyed myself because I was so stressed, and yeah.
Well, you're not going to have to do any of the organising for Carrie's party, Tara.
I'm done with parties.
She bailed again.
She bailed
so many times on your party. Ryan, do you want to come to Carrie's party?
Absolutely. Yeah, I was going to bring my... have you ever heard of Ryan's Ark? That would depict the thing I can't say no to. It's my children, any animal. It comes part of my ark. So
hold on, do you mean? Like pets?
Oh, you name it, we have it. They have got me hand over fist. It's, Dad, here's a pet. Okay, you can have that. And
so what have you got? What have you got on the ark?
So we've got goats, horses, cows, chickens, rescue dogs. If anyone chucks the word rescue in front of it, our family seem to fall for that.
That's what my party is, a rescue party. Maybe we should have told that to Tara. She might come then.
No, I don't think she would. Ryan, so who is it that you can't say no to? Is it just you see a cute animal, or is there someone in your family that keeps asking to get these animals?
Yeah, look, let's be honest, it's the kids. And they just, come on, Dad, and righto, let's do it. So... you get your weekly income. Majority of that goes straight to the Ryan's Ark Foundation, I think. So, yeah, it is a thing.
I mean, would you consider having a petting zoo at your party?
Yep, sure.
Carrie and Tommy. Around the country for your drive home, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
And Aussie has achieved the incredible in the US.
Isn't it amazing?
And we are going to talk to him next. How he is still alive, I do not know.
I want to know how he got up there.
Actually, good point.
Yeah.
Yes.
Anyway, we'll chat to him next.
It's Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy. You drive home across the country, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
We have some amazing Australians doing crazy things overseas at the moment. Gold Coast man Damien Ryder has beaten the world record for jumping off a hot air balloon at the Bluff City Balloon Festival in Memphis, Tennessee. We've seen the vision. It is mental!
It is.
And Damien joins us now. Welcome. Congratulations, first off.
Hey, thanks. Yeah, it was a bit of a feat, that's for sure.
Damien, 7,500 feet, and you jump off, not out of the basket of a hot air balloon, off the top of it. How do you get up there?
You know what, that's one question out of everything to do with the challenge that people ask. And they come up with some crazy ideas. People say, did you go up on a ladder, or that I've jumped from a plane to land on top? Did I jump from a basket of another one to land on top? People just want to know how I got up on top, you know. But I just ride up with it. So as it's on the ground and it starts inflating, I just made a little platform with some stirrups in it, and I just figured that'd be the way how I got up there. And as they start blasting the heat into it, yeah, it gets pretty hot, but it just... as it inflates, it pulls me up on top until I can stand up on top once it's inflated.
But you're harnessed. You're not just holding on for dear life, yeah?
No harness, just hanging on.
I don't know why we're surprised. I mean, he jumps off.
No, I can't work out if he's joking or not. Are you harnessed or not?
No, not harnessed. I have my feet
in my God.
Sort of the spirit things, and then just hang on to it.
Because you'd be on the side for a while going up, is it? Because it doesn't just go straight upwards. Yeah.
And it kind of deflates a bit, and it drops down into the flame. So it gets pretty hot because the flames are pretty much burning just underneath me until it starts blowing up again.
God.
Damien, that's what I was going to ask about the flame. Was there any trial and error for when you first did it? Did you go, oh, it's actually too hot and have to jump early, or do you put extra heat, resistant padding up there? Or has there been anything like that?
Well, I mean, that's the thing with it. The only way to test how to do it was to do it. it wasn't really test runs or anything at it. But I did have a board that I put on top, and I did heat training beforehand just to adapt to what I thought was going to happen. I knew it wasn't going to catch on fire because obviously, the balloons don't catch on fire. So I just heat adapted for it. And when I was in little gyms in the condo where I lived, I just cranked the heat up as much as I could and just staying there for about 45 minutes while I was training, just doing it with a restricting mask on sort of thing for the altitude. But we tried to get up to 13,000 feet, but only ended up getting up to 7,500. There was just too much heat going into the balloon, and it was starting to overheat, about to catch fire actually. So the pilot was yelling, you gotta go now, we're gonna catch fire, you gotta go, we're gonna start going down. So I was like, alright, I'll be right. I've got a parachute on, and you guys don't, so I'm gonna bail out here.
And then talk to people about then how you get down to the ground. What's involved in the jump? How are you doing it?
I had to learn a skydive to do the actual event. I wasn't a skydive beforehand, so I've got all my licenses for that. And it's different when you jump out of a plane because you hit that relative wind that comes at you from a plane, so you sort of move forward anyway until you hit the 120 mile an hour wind that's coming upwards from the free fall. But when I was coming off the balloon, it's just dead air. There's nothing there for about 8 seconds. So in my mind, it was kind of like, oh, I've just jumped off a cliff into water, except I just kept on going. I just kept falling down. There was no water, until the air caught me. Then I was able to have a little fly.
Damien, can you tell us a little bit about your life so far and why you do this stuff?
My life's been a bit of a crazy rollercoaster, and I guess I've always pushed myself and pushed the limits, but it was kind of forced onto me at a young age, going through child abuse and just massive violence and everything in the household, and having to sleep on the streets and everything. So I was always doing endurance side of things, in a bad way. But that just built up my resilience to who I am, and instead of just turning my back on that and hiding from it and putting up the walls against it, I just embraced it and embraced the resilience that I've built up over the years. And you'll see more to come as well. It's always the same sort of message, just told in a little bit different way. It's how to keep on moving forward, and anything's possible, and just keep living life.
You've been so open along the way. It's extraordinary hearing about your life and your battle with drugs and your mental health issues. You had a heart attack at 22. Your courage is just crazy, Damien. I'm just thank you for sharing your story with us. Before we let you go, what is your next adventure? Where are we going to see you atop of next?
Well, it's already in the making, actually. So this is just a little teaser just at the start. It's always going to go a little bit bigger. In a calculated way. I do a lot of preparation for it. I don't just go, hey, I'm just going to go and do this. I kind of do
actually, I kind of do just go, how I'm just going to do this.
Can you give us a little tease? What an item or something that gives us an indication what the next adventure will be?
No, I mean, you're just going to have to wait and see.
We will be watching.
Some are going down, some are going up, some are going sideways, so some are going over.
Let's just hope they keep going in the intended direction. mate, it's been such a pleasure. Congratulations again. Keep doing great work. And like you said, we'll be watching. Damien Ryder, thanks so much.
Thanks, guys.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
For your Tuesday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Strap yourself in for the most exciting radio segment of all time. Carrie and Tommy do the quiz from the newspaper.
And producer Pippa is here. You will know producer Pippa from being the one who hated this segment and then decided we needed to have electric dog collars around our neck to shock us whenever it got boring.
I did not decide that.
Yes, you did.
You decided that.
No, I suggested it. You decided it. Pip, what have you got for us this week?
Well, nothing, because the overwhelming feedback on social media following last week's segment was, please just make the paper quiz go back to the way it was.
Wow. The people have spoken. How did that feel to have to say that out loud, Pip?
I'll see myself out.
Just one more question before you go. If we're just doing a normal paper quiz, why do I have electrodes strapped to my testicles?
Oh, sorry, that was meant to be for later.
Oh, okay. We'll just do the questions then.
Now I'm excited about the segment.
Are you?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see how long this lasts.
Yeah.
Question number one.
Hold on one thing. It did make me think, though. Let's not make it boring, because I do think sometimes we get bogged down.
What do you mean make it boring?
So let's just keep it quick. Bit of speed,
I've never tried. The art of the conversation.
Okay.
Question number one. Yes. Discovery is a model of vehicle produced by which company?
Land Rover.
Great.
Good. That was quick. Where were you on that one, Biggers?
Quick chat. No, you got it.
Oh, good stuff. Don't need to spend time talking about it.
Thanks. Question number two. What is the name of the whale in the Disney film Pinocchio?
We just talked about this. How weird.
Moby Dick.
Why did we talk about that?
From Pinocchio.
Yes.
Oh. Pinocchio gets trapped inside Moby Dick.
We had this whole conversation when I had to speak to the whale, Mr. Whale.
Yes.
Moby Dick.
Question number three. Bananarama's hit song.
Sorry, Jesse. Have you got a problem?
Wasn't Moby Dick wasn't it its own book?
Mm-hmm. It was.
Was it?
Oh, is that not the whale's name?
I just didn't want us to get bogged down, though.
But maybe that's a spin-off series. Moby got his spin-off series.
Let's just get bogged down quickly and we'll get out of it using the other.
I feel like Eli didn't. You know the name of the...
I don't know the name of the whale, but I know there was a whale.
But it's not Moby Dick, is it?
I don't think it is, because Moby Dick is a different whale from a different...
It's its own book. It's bigger than Pinocchio.
Okay.
What I've done there is I've said you're wrong, but I actually don't have a suggestion.
Well,
that's what
we're
going to
get at Moby Dick.
I'm not against people just slinging arrows from the side.
Unless we've got an alternative, it's staying at Moby Dick.
Okay.
Yeah. Question number three. Bananarama's hit song Venus was originally recorded by which band?
I think it was Moby Dick.
I'm going to say no again, but I don't have an alternative for you.
I don't know what the song you're talking about.
You know Banana, you know Venus.
You got it.
I'm your fire, your desire.
And so now that I know it's
for which band?
Yes, originally recorded by which band?
Beach Boys? Is it that time? I don't know. Just sounds like a bad song.
I only know it from the Gillette ads.
Oh, sorry. What about the
before Bananarama?
What about
so they
Betty
were like
Boo
the
and
80s.
The Bangin' Rackets?
I don't.
Supremes?
The Supremes, great.
Question number four. Wayne Gretzky is regarded as one of the best players of which sport?
Ice hockey.
Yes. Question number five. Which breed of dog is named after a Mexican state?
Chihuahua.
Amazing.
I actually don't know that. It was just the most Mexican breed of dog I could think of quickly.
Is there a state called Chihuahua?
I don't know.
I think there is.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Good work, guys. You guys did great.
Did we want to revisit Moby Dick and Bananarama at all?
Nah, to not get bogged down.
Okay. Question number one was, Discovery is a model of a vehicle produced by which company? It is Land Rover.
Oh, just me clapping? Go on, guys.
Sorry, didn't want to get bogged down in the clapping. What is the name of the whale in the Disney film Pinocchio? It is not Moby Dick.
What is it?
It is Monstro.
I mean,
Monstro?
Dumb
I don't name. Remember that at all.
No, neither do I.
I don't even remember there being a whale in Pinocchio.
Yeah.
No, Pinocchio was in the whale.
Like a little town. Didn't get eaten by it.
Imagine. It does paint a funny image,
yeah,
doesn't
it? Does.
Poor Pinocchio with
stop
a whale
lying
stuff.
For the love of God, Pinocchio. Bananarama's hit song Venus was originally recorded by which band? Shocking Blue.
Oh, not that bad. So many hits.
Wayne Gretzky is from ice hockey, and the Mexican state is which breed of dog named after a Mexican state is a Chihuahua.
Three not out bad. Of five.
It's pretty not standard bad. For us these days.
Guys?
Still just me clapping.
We hope you enjoyed the most exciting radio segment of all time. Carrie and Tommy do the quiz from the newspaper.
Carrie and Tommy.
That's where you're at for your Tuesday afternoon. And coming up very shortly, Tommy Little set a new personal best.
And if you have a secret bank account that your partner doesn't know about, I think you will find a chat that we're going to have later in the show very interesting.
Okay.
And if you think your partner doesn't have a secret bank account, think again.
They do. Not wait. Sorry, I've given it away. Oh, gosh. Hey, we're getting very extreme sportsy on today's show.
Aren't we?
Yeah. Coming up soon, one of our very own tries to break a world record.
It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
You drive home this afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Oh, Bickers, big news last night.
What?
You know what I'm talking about. You would have watched it. Did you watch it?
Last night, I watched Love on the Spectrum with my son.
Damn it, I would rather be talking about that. Part two of the Kardashian family reunion aired last night. Did you know
did not watch that.
Of course I did.
You didn't.
Mate, I have never missed an episode. God, ask me anything about them. Go
actually,
on.
Weirdly, the only time I've watched a full episode was on a plane flight with you. How funny.
Did you?
Yes, I saw you watching it. I was behind you and I was like, oh, I might watch that.
I never watched
you
that.
You did. You had it on. That's what made me turn it on.
Did
yeah,
what?
I think you may have been drunk
such
and asleep.
Such weird things when I'm drunk.
No, yeah, I think you were asleep and it just flicked on to it. Okay. Yeah. But either way, that's what got me started to watch the Kardashians.
Yes, well, I thought it was only natural that since that happened, we should do this.
Dog, 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 bark, 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 Kardashian.
Oh, my God. I don't know them well enough.
What do you mean?
You need Producer Bell for this.
But no, mate. You're here. We're a team.
Okay.
That's all right.
I've watched one episode in my sleep.
I don't know how much I took in my sleep.
Okay.
Give us one, please, Jesse.
I kind of like my freckles to show through my makeup. I know it looks like I'm putting, like, loads on, but I blend it out really good so that it doesn't look too heavy.
I reckon that's Kylie.
I don't know. What are the two options?
Kylie or Kendall, I believe.
I reckon that is Kendall.
She sounds easygoing, doesn't she?
Kendall.
Mm. It is Kylie.
Oh! Good job, Tommy.
Tommy's got to stop clapping himself. It's a really sad habit.
Here's your second one.
I try to use clean beauty products as much as possible.
The
beauty. Oh, you're going with Kim.
Yep, definitely. Yeah.
Courtney.
Oh, what? I didn't think it was.
Play
it. I didn't even get a guess.
I try to use clean beauty products much as possible.
What do you
the
mean?
The beauty reform laws
it's the hot one.
Have not been changed.
The one, it's the third sister. The one.
Yeah, Courtney, Jesse said.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, is it Courtney? Yeah. You've already said it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's Courtney.
Yeah. But what do you mean the hot one?
She's the hot one of them all.
They're all hot.
No, she's the hot one.
You are.
I mean, yes, they're attractive, but she's the one that I think is a super babe.
Is your third one.
This is my, I guess, formal living room. I made sure there was no TVs in here.
I know.
So we get into a lot of deep talks in
no
here.
Way.
We actually hang out in here
is
more
it?
Than I thought.
I thought it was Chloe.
It's Kendall.
Oh, God, this is neck and neck, isn't it?
Yeah, Vickers ties it up.
Brilliant stuff.
Here's your fourth one.
Then I had, I think, a good run of being secure, and then I think recently I've become now That's insecure Chloe. Again.
Yeah. That's
so Chloe. I guess it just
oh,
goes.
Chloe.
She's the hot one.
You know, up and down.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.